Well, let's pray and ask for the Lord's help, and then we'll study His word.
我们祷告，求主帮助我们，然后我们来看他的话语。
Father, we pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts and give us understanding into your holy word.
父，我们求你开我们心灵的眼睛，让我们能够明白你圣洁的话语。
We pray for the help of your Holy Spirit for me and for Pastor Larry.
我们求你圣灵的帮助，为着我们两位讲的。
We also pray that your Holy Spirit would give us all ears to hear.
也求圣灵给我们开通的耳朵，能够听见你的道。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Well, last night we talked about our need of grace.
昨天晚上我们讲到了我们需要神的恩典，对恩典的需要。
And because we're dead in trespasses and sins.
因为我们死在罪恶过犯之中。
And rebellious against God.
我们反叛神。
And corrupt in our natures.
我们的本性是败坏的。
We need the grace of God.
所以我们需要神的恩典。
And the grace of God actually comes to us.
神的恩典来到我们这里。
In eternity past, before the foundations of the world.
其实是在创世之前，在永恒之中，神的恩典就临到我们了。
And so last night we looked at a number of passages.
所以昨天晚上我们看了一些经文。
And so this afternoon we're going to take a look at a few more passages.
好，今天呢，今天下午我们要再看几段经文。
I'd like to begin with Ephesians chapter 1.
我们先要看以弗所书的第一章。
Verses 3 through 6.
三到六节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们。就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
In this passage, we have a number of things that deserve to be noticed.
这段经文里头有几件事情值得我们注意的。
Paul opens up the letter to the Ephesians with a praise to God.
保罗开始以弗所书是借着称颂赞美。
And he gives thanks to God for every spiritual blessing that we have in Christ.
他为此在基督里所有各样的福气，他把颂赞感恩归给父神。
And starting in verse 4, he starts to enumerate those spiritual blessings.
从第四节开始，他就一一的数算这一些属灵的恩典了。
And the first spiritual blessing that we have in Christ is just as he chose us in him.
好，第一样我们在基督里的福分就是神拣选了我们，在基督里拣选了我们。
Now the passage actually is very simple.
好，这段经文其实很简单啊。
The subject is he.
这主语是他，神。
Which is God.
就是神。
And then the verb is chose.
好，动词是拣选。
And the direct object is us.
好，那对象呢？被拣选的对象就是我们。
And so whatever difficulties we might have with this doctrine,
所以我们不管对这个拣选的教义有什么困难的话呢？
The Bible is actually straightforward.
圣经是非常的直截了当的。
He chose us.
他拣选了我们。
And then the text tells us when he chose us.
好，这段经文也告诉我们什么时候他拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of the world.
就是从创立世界以前。
And it tells us how he chose us.
也告诉我们他如何拣选我们。
He chose us in him or in Christ.
他是在基督里拣选了我们。
Again, there's no merit in us.
好，再一次，在我们自己本身没有任何的功德可言。
The merit belongs to Jesus Christ.
一切的功劳都归于耶稣基督。
So if God is going to actually give us a spiritual blessing in eternity past,
所以如果神在创世之前就把这个祝福给了我们的话，
it has to come to us in Christ.
那必须是借着基督才临到我们的。
And then it tells us the purpose of his election.
然后又告诉我们他拣选的目的何在呢？
And that is that we would be holy and blameless before him.
就使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
And so every once in a while you'll hear somebody say,
所以有时候你会听到有人说,
Well, if God chose me, then it doesn't matter how I live.
如果神拣选了我,那我怎么生活无所谓啦。
And that's not what Paul says.
那保罗并非这样说的。
Paul says God chose us
保罗说神拣选我们
with the purpose that we would be holy and blameless.
他的目的是叫我们成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
And then Paul says, having predestined us,
保罗继续说，他又在基督预定了我们了，第五节。
To adoption as sons.
好，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，第五节。
So he chose us,
所以他拣选了我们
，in order to predestine us to adoption.
好，预定我们得到神儿子的名分。
That is to bring us into his family.
就是把我们带到他的家庭中，神的家中。
And this is, of course, through Jesus Christ as well.
当然，这也是借着耶稣基督啊。
And then according to his good pleasure.
是按照他自己的意志所喜悦的。
Here's God's motive in choosing us.
这是神拣选我们的动机。
And God's motive in bringing us into his family.
神的动机把我们带到他的家庭里成为他的儿女的动机什么呢?
It is his own good pleasure.
是按照他自己的旨意所喜悦的。
In other words, everything God does,
换言之神所做的一切事情,
he does ultimately for his own glory,
最终极的是为了他自己的荣耀,
and his own good pleasure.
也是按照他自己旨意所喜悦的。
And then Paul says in verse 6,
然后第六节保罗说,
the great goal of our election,
他拣选我们的最后的终极目的是什么呢?
Which is to the praise of the glory of his grace.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So the Ephesians 1 passage teaches us very clearly that God chooses us.
所以以弗所书第一章这段经文讲得很清楚,神拣选了我们。
I'd like for us to look at a couple of other passages as well.
好,我们也继续看其他一些经文了。
This one very briefly, 2 Timothy 1:9.
好,第二段经文非常简单的,提摩太后书一章九节。神救了我们,我们一起读,神救了我们,以圣召召我们,不是按我们的行为,乃是按他的意志和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
In this passage, we have the good news of the gospel.
好，这段经文里头我们有了福音的信息啊。
That first phrase is, He saved us.
好，第一段落呢就说神救了我们。
That's actually the good news of the gospel, that God saves sinners.
这就是福音的信息，神拯救罪人。
And then he called us with a holy calling.
好，继续，他以圣召召我们。
In the next two sessions, we're going to look at calling.
然后我们再看看他的呼召啊，在下两堂课。
But then notice, so he saved us and called us.
好，注意啊，他救了我们，然后召了我们。
And then Paul says, not according to our works.
然后保罗说，不是按照我们的行为。
In other words, when God saves us, it's not because of what we do.
换言之，当神拯救我们，不是因为我们做了什么好事。
And when God calls us to himself, it's not on the basis of what we do.
当神呼召我们，不是基于我们的好行为。
So then why does God save us and call us?
那为什么神要呼召我们，要拯救我们呢?
Paul gives us the answer.
保罗给我们答案。
But according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
好，就是第九节的后半部，讲到乃是按照他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
So God's saving and calling us,
所以神拯救我们，神呼召我们
is according to His own purpose,
是按照他的旨意。
In other words, His own eternal decree and plan,
换言之是按照他永恒的计划。
And the grace which was granted to us in Christ Jesus,
而且是按照他在基督耶稣里头为我们所预备的恩典
before the foundation of eternity of the world,
是在万古之先就为我们预备的恩典了。
And so very clearly from Paul's perspective,
所以从保罗的角度非常清楚的
The reason that we're saved and called unto God,
神拯救我们的原因，神呼召我们的原因是
is because it's according to God's plan,
是按照他的计划，神的计划，
and according to God's grace,
也是按照他的恩典，
which was given to us from all eternity.
这个恩典乃是在万古之先，在永恒里就赐给我们的。
Now I'd like for us to turn to what is probably the most controversial chapter in the whole Bible.
好，我们要再看看，可能是整本圣经里头最有争议性的一段经文了。
Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 24.
罗马书的第九章六到二十四节。好，早早了，我们大家同声来读神的话语。这不是说神的话落了空。因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就做都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。这就是说，肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。因为所应许的话是这样说，到明年这时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。不但如此，还有利百加，既从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。神就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以撒是我所恨的。这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有。还有 OK
through verse 24.
Until 24, OK, 我们继续25节。因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。因为经上有话向法老说，我将你兴起来，特要在你身上彰显我的全能，并要使我的名传遍天下。如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要叫谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢？你这个人啊，你是谁竟敢向神犟嘴呢？受造之物岂能对造他的说，你为什么这样造我呢？窑匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可恶预备遭毁灭的器皿，又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。这器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？
In this chapter, which is very, very difficult,
这是一段非常难理解的经文。
Paul is answering a basic question.
保罗在回答一个很基本的问题。
After 8 chapters in the book of Romans,
在罗马书一到八章讲完了前八章之后，
He has expounded the gospel of God's righteousness in Jesus Christ.
讲到了神在福音中耶稣基督里的义。
He has extolled the power of the gospel of Christ.
他已经高举了基督福音的大能。
And so he is now addressing somebody who may ask this question.
现在呢，他在回答那些可能会问这个问题的人啊。
Paul, if the gospel is so great, why didn't the Jews believe?
保罗，如果你传这个福音是这么好，这么伟大，那为什么犹太人不相信呢？
In Romans chapter 9 is an answer to that question.
罗马书第九章就是在回应这个问题啊，为什么犹太人不相信呢？
Now in the first 5 verses, Paul explains the privileges of Israel.
好，一到五节呢，保罗就讲到犹太人的特权，以色列人所得到的福分和特权。
And then he begins to explain why some believe and some and most didn't.
然后继续呢，他会讲到为什么有些人相信了，而另外一些人却不相信呢？
He makes it clear in verse 6,
第六节他说得很清楚
that it's not God's word that failed,
他说不是神的话落了空啊
but rather not all of Israel is truly Israel.
那是因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
And so he begins to explain what he means.
好，然后他继续解释他什么意思。
And he says that not all of Abraham's descendants
第七节也不因为亚伯拉罕的后裔也都是他的儿女
are truly the seed of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕后裔不见得都是他真正的儿女。
In verse 8, he gives the principle.
第八节他就讲了一个原则。
It's not the children of the flesh who are the children of God.
不是肉身所生的都是神的儿女啊。
But it's the children of promise who are regarded as descendants.
唯独那应许的儿女才算是真正的后裔。
And so then he begins to explain this in the history of Israel.
然后他开始在以色列历史当中解释。
Verse 9, this is the word of promise.
好，第九节，因为这是神的应许的话。
I'm going to come and Sarah will have a son.
我明年要来，然后撒拉必生一个儿子，这是神的应许。
And so who was Sarah's son?
那撒拉的儿子是谁呢？
Who?
谁？
Isaac, yes, Isaac.
以撒啊。
Now, did Isaac have a brother?
那以撒有没有一个兄弟啊？
Who was also of the seed of Abraham?
也是亚伯拉罕后裔，谁啊？
Yes.
有是谁呢
who was he?
他是谁
Ishmael, right.
以实玛利对了
And so here's the point.
好重点在这儿啊
Isaac was the son of promise.
以撒是神应许而生的儿子
Not Ishmael.
而不是以实玛利
Even though both of them were the sons of Abraham.
尽管两个人都是亚伯拉罕的儿子
And then Paul goes on in verse 10.
然后第十节保罗继续说。
And he says, and not only this,
不但如此
but there was Rebecca also.
还有利百加呢。
And then he says, she conceived twins by one man, our father Isaac.
他说利百加呢既从他一个人他从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕啊。
The reason that he uses this example,
他用这个例子的原因是
is because somebody could say, well, Ishmael was the son of an Egyptian, not Sarah.
也许有人会说呢，以实玛利是一个埃及妇人所生的孩子，不是撒拉所生的。
So Paul pushes the illustration farther.
所以保罗呢，就把这个例子呢，说得更明白，更精确。
Through one act of conception,
他说从一个人怀了孕，就是利百加一个人怀孕。
In the womb of one mother,
从一个妈妈的肚子里
you had two boys.
你生了两个儿子，双胞胎。
And so then Paul says in verse 11,
然后十一节保罗说
and though they were not yet born,
双子还没有生下来
and had not done anything good or bad,
善恶还没有做出来
so that God's purpose according to election would stand,
只要因着显明神拣选人的意志要显出来
not because of works, but because of him who calls,
不在乎人的行为乃在乎招人的主
it was said to her, the older will serve the younger.
所以对利百加就说了那大的要服侍小的
Just as it is written, Jacob I've loved, Esau I hated.
十三节，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱，以扫是我所恶的。
Paul's point,
保罗的要点是
is that God set His grace upon Jacob.
神把他的恩典放在雅各身上。
And did not set His grace upon Esau.
神没有把他的恩典给以扫。
This is very hard for us.
对我们来说很难明了啊。
But the fact is that the Bible tells us,
但事实就是圣经告诉我们清清楚楚的。
Jacob I've loved,
我爱了雅各，雅各是我所爱的。
Esau I hated,
以扫是我所恶的。
Now then Paul asks a question.
14节, 那保罗继续问了。
In verse 14.
14节,
What shall we say then?
这样我们可说什么呢?
There's no injustice with God, is there?
难道神有什么不公平吗?断乎没有。
Now why would Paul ask this question?
为什么保罗会问这个问题呢?
Because if we've heard him right,
因为如果我们正确地理解了他,
and we hear God chose Jacob and not Esau,
我们听见他说神拣选了雅各而不拣选以扫,
before either one of them could do anything good or bad,
他们两个人还没有行善行恶神就拣选了,
we say that's not fair,
我们就会说这不公平啊。
And so Paul says, there's no injustice with God, is there?
所以保罗说，哎，我们怎么可说呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？
And then he says, may it never be.
然后他说，断乎没有。
For, he says to Moses, verse 15,
第十五节，因为他对摩西说，
I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
And will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And so then Paul makes this conclusion.
所以保罗下了这样的结论。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
It does not depend on the man who wills.
据此看来，这不在乎那定义的那个人。
Or the man who runs.
也不在乎那个奔跑的那个人。
But on God who has mercy.
只在乎那发怜悯的神。
And the biblical reality,
圣经里给我们看到的事实,
is that our salvation,
我们的救恩,
does not depend on your will,
并不是因着你定义的结果, 你决志的结果,
nor on your effort,
也不是你努力的结果,
but depends upon God who has mercy.
你的救恩乃在乎那发怜悯的神。
In order to prove this point further,
要继续证明这一点呢。
Paul uses the example of Pharaoh.
保罗就用了法老的例子来证明。
And so then after quoting this text from Exodus,
他引用了出埃及记的这段经文之后呢。
He makes the conclusion in verse 18.
在十八节他就下结论了。
So he has mercy on whom he desires.
好，如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁啊。
And he hardens whom he desires.
他要谁刚硬就叫谁刚硬。
And so then Paul turns around and asks another question.
然后保罗继续问下一个问题。
You will then say to me.
好，这样你必对我说。
Why does he still then find fault?
他为什么还指责人呢?
For who resists his will?
有谁能够抗拒他的旨意呢?
Again, if we understand Paul correctly,
我们再一次啊，如果我们正确地明白保罗,
that God shows mercy to whomever he pleases,
神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁,
and he hardens whomever he pleases,
他要叫谁刚硬他就叫谁刚硬。
The natural question is,
那么很自然的回应，人的回应就是，
then how can God still hold me responsible?
那神怎么能够叫我负责任呢？
How can God still find fault in me?
神怎么能够指责我呢？
Because who can resist God?
因为谁能够抵挡神的旨意呢？
Are you interested in how Paul answers this question?
你想不想知道保罗怎么回答这个问题呢？
His answer may not be the most satisfactory to our curious minds.
他的答案也许不能够满足我们的好奇心。
But here it is.
现在是他的答案啊。
On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God?
你这个人啊，你是谁啊？竟敢向神犟嘴呢？
The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this, will it?
那受造之物岂能对造他说，你为什么这样造我呢？会不会?
And so Paul's great answer,
所以保罗的这个伟大的答案是,
to how can God hold me responsible if he is sovereign over everything?
问题是,如果神主宰万有,他怎么叫我负责任,怎么能够指责我呢?他的答案是,
is reminding us that God is God.
是提醒我们神是神,他是主。
He's the potter.
他是那窑匠。
We're the clay.
我们是泥土。
And sometimes we want toTurn that around.
有时候我们要把它调转过来啊。
And we want to demand that God give an answer to us.
我们想要要求神给我一个答案。
And Paul would say, you're forgetting your place.
保罗说你忘掉你的地位了。
Who are you to answer back to God?
你是谁呢？竟敢向神犟嘴啊。
Now that's not to say
这意思不是说啊
that when we have honest questions
当我们有诚实的问题的时候
that God is not patient with us
神对我们没有耐心哦，不是这个意思。
But what God is impatient with
但是神所不耐烦的事
is with the pride of man
是人的骄傲自大
that refuses to acknowledge His sovereign power.
人因着骄傲，所以拒绝承认神的主权。
In the rest of the passage that we read,
在下面的经文我们读的
，Paul makes it very clear.
保罗很清楚地讲到
，that God has vessels created for mercy.
神他造了那蒙怜悯的器皿
，and vessels prepared for wrath.
还有那受遭受愤怒毁灭的器皿。
And that what he does,
不管神做的任何事情
he does for his own eternal purpose,
他所做的都是为了成全他永恒的旨意
and his glory,
也为了他自己的荣耀。
Now I understand that this is a tough doctrine.
我知道这是一个非常难明白的教义啊。
And for many years, I debated with my father about it.
我很多年呢都跟我爸爸辩论有关这个教义。
And one day he called me on the phone.
有一天呢，我爸给我来个电话。
And he said, "Okay, okay."
好好好好好。
The Bible does teach the doctrine of election.
的确，圣经教导拣选的教义啊，我承认。
But I don't think we should talk about it.
但是我们不应该多讲这个道理。
And that's the way many people feel.
这是很多人都是这样子的想法啊。
Maybe you can talk about it in the seminary classroom somewhere.
也许在神学院那个高等教育，你可以在那个课室里头谈论这些问题啊。
But for new Christians and ordinary Christians, don't bother them with such a thing.
那刚刚信主的，还有普通老百姓、平信徒，你不用讲这些问题，太难了。
But that was not the way the Apostle Paul thought about this.
但这不是使徒保罗的看法。
I'd like you to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, chapter 1.
我们看看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
I have a question for you.
我有一个问题要问问你们了。
How long was Paul with the Christians in Thessalonica before he had to leave?
保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦这些信徒待了多长时间才离开的？记得吗？
3 weeks.
三个礼拜，对了。
Yeah, three Sabbath days. Acts 17 tells us.
使徒行传第十七章告诉我三个主日啊。
Remember, Paul brought the gospel to Thessalonica.
三个安息日，记得吗？保罗把福音传到帖撒罗尼迦这个城市。
So for those of you who are Christians,
所以你们是基督徒啊，你们当中的。
If you were Christian for only 3 weeks,
如果你信主才三个礼拜。
Would you be old, mature Christians or young baby Christians?
你是一个很老练的基督徒呢，老信徒，还是一个 baby Christian 啊？是个婴孩基督徒。
I thought for a minute I understood Chinese. You of course would be baby Christians after 3 weeks.
当然你们是婴孩啊，三个礼拜是主里的婴孩。
Notice what Paul says to baby Christians.
好，注意啊，保罗向那些刚信主的 baby 基督徒怎么说的呢
？Verses 4 and 5.
四到五节，我们同声来读。被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语。也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人
OK, so here's Paul talking to baby Christians
好，这里是保罗跟刚信主的基督徒在说话
And he says, knowing brethren
他说哦，所以因为弟兄们你们知道啊
Beloved by God
神所爱的弟兄啊
His choice of you
好，我知道你们是他拣选的是蒙拣选
Paul says they already knew about election
保罗说你们已经明白了拣选的教义了
And that they had already been taught that God had chosen them
他们已经被教导了是神拣选了他们了
And the reason they knew God had chosen them
他们之所以知道神拣选他们
is explained in verse 5
第五节告诉我们为什么
Because our gospel did not come to you in word only.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里不独在乎言语啊。
But also in power and in the Holy Spirit.
也在乎全能和圣灵。
And with full conviction.
并充足的信心。
Just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake.
正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们缘故是怎样为人的。
This passage is very, very helpful for us.
这一段经文对我们很大的帮助。
Because maybe as we went through Ephesians 1 and Romans 9,
因为当我们看完了以弗所书第一章和罗马书第九章呢,
you were asking yourself, well, how can I know if God has chosen me?
你可能会问自己的问题,我怎么知道神拣选了我呢?
How do I know if I'm one of God's elect?
我怎么知道我是神的选民当中的其中之一呢?
Look at what Paul says to the Thessalonians.
你看看保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒是怎么说的呢?
You know God's choice of you.
你们知道神拣选了你们。
Because when the gospel came to you,
因为福音传到你们那里,
it wasn't just mere human words.
不仅仅是人的一些话语而已啊。
But it was a message that changed your heart.
乃是那改变你心灵的信息
in the power of the Holy Spirit
是靠着圣灵的大能改变人心的信息
with full conviction and full assurance
带着充足的信心跟充足的圣灵的能力权柄
in other words
换言之
Paul doesn't say
保罗没有说
you know that God chose you
你知道神拣选你们啊
because you got to look at the roll bookIn eternity.
因为你看到了那个生命册的那个上面写了你名字了。
Or because you had insight into God's mind.
或者你对神的心意呢你有特别的眼光透视远见你看见了。
You know that God chose you.
不他说你知道神拣选了你们你们蒙拣选了。
Because when the gospel came to you,
因为当福音传到你们那里的时候
it came to you with power and the Holy Spirit,
是带着全能和圣灵临到你们的。
And so Paul teaches these baby Christians about the doctrine of election.
所以保罗教导这些刚刚信主的基督徒有关拣选的教义。
Then of course there are some people who say, well if you believe that,
也许 有人会说如果你这么信的话
then we don't have to do anything.
那我们什么都不用干啦。
But the Apostle Paul doesn't teach us that either.
但保罗也不是这样教导的什么都不用干。不他不是这样说的。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三节。主所爱的弟兄们啊我们本该常为你们感谢神因为他从起初拣选了你们叫你们因信真道又被圣灵感动成为圣洁能以得救
Now, very clearly Paul says we need to give thanks to God
很清楚啊保罗说我们需要把感谢归给神
Because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation.
因为神从起初就拣选你们好叫你们得救啊。
And so that's what we've been saying all along.
我们一直都在说
God chooses us
神拣选我们
from the beginning
从起初
for salvation
为要我们得救
But notice the means that Paul says.
神用什么方法拣选我们呢
It is through sanctification by the Spirit
是被圣灵感动成为圣洁
and faith in the truth
也是借着因信真道
and so the Bible tells us very very clearly
是圣经清清楚楚地教导我们
that we must believe
我们必须要相信真道
that we must be sanctified by the Spirit
我们也必须被圣灵感动成圣
but what we begin to understand
但是我们开始理解呢
is that these things are fruits of God's electing grace.
这些呢是因着神拣选所结出来的果子信心和成圣。
Now, there are other passages that we could look at.
还有其他的经文我们也可以看的啊。
But what I want to do is draw out some principles of election.
我要做的呢就是从拣选的教义当中呢来找出一些原则来。
So that it's clear in our minds.
所以在我们的心里头就会清清楚楚。
And then we're going to deal with some common objections against the doctrine of election.
然后我们再看一些反对拣选的一些意见啊，一些反对的思想。
And then if we have any time remaining.
如果我们还有剩下的时间呢
I will run the risk and open it up for questions.
我就会冒险呢，让你们问一些问题了。
The first principle is this.
好，第一个原则，拣选的原则。
God's election is God's choice. Election is God's choosing. It is not God ratifying man's decision. It is not God deciding to accept man's decision.
神的拣选呢，是神的选择。不是神认可人的决定或是觉知，也不是神决定接受人的决定。
So what we're saying then is election is God's choice.
我们所说的就是拣选是神的主权，神的拣选。
That is not based on anything he sees in us.
不是基于他看到我们里面有任何的长处优点。
It is strictly based upon God's grace.
乃是完全是根据他自己的恩典，他的主权，他拣选我们。
The second principle.
好，第二个原则。
Is that election is always according to grace and mercy.
好，拣选。总是按照神的恩典与怜悯的原则。
And so Paul can talk in Romans 9 about election according to grace.
所以罗马书第九章呢，他可以说到啊，拣选人的旨意是按照他的恩典。
And that it doesn't depend on man who runs or man who wills, but on God who has mercy.
啊，不在乎那奔跑的，不在乎那定义的，只在乎那发怜悯的神。
And then Paul actually says very clearly in Romans 11, 5 and 6.
罗马书第十一章五到六节他说的非常清楚，我们一起读啊。如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数，既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。
And so Paul tells us that if it's not according to grace,Then grace is no longer grace.
所以保罗说，你如果出于行为的话呢，恩典就不是恩典，既是出于恩典，就是恩典，白白的，完全的恩典。
His election of us cannot be according to our works. That is what he sees in us.
所以他拣选我们不是因着我们自己有什么善行，有什么好处，有什么，他看到我们里面的长处，他拣选不。
Because if it is.
如果因为如果是因着我们的长处我们的善行
then grace is no longer grace
那恩典就不是恩典了
The third principle is election is eternal
第三个原则是拣选是在永恒中神所决定的
This is not a choice that God makes in time
这不是神在某一段时间在历史当中突然决定的不
It is a choice that he made in eternity past.
这乃是神在永恒中，在万古之先早就做的决定。
2 Timothy 2:9.
提摩太后一章九节。
And Ephesians 1:14.
以弗所书一章四节。
The next is election is unto adoption, eternal life, and conformity to Christ.
好，下一点呢？拣选的原则是，拣选是为了得。儿子的名分，还有得永生与效法基督的模样。
And so the Bible tells us that God chooses us in order to adopt us.
所以圣经告诉我们，神拣选我们为了要叫我们得儿子的名分。
God chooses us in order to bring us into His family by adoption and give us eternal life.
所以神拣选我们，好叫我们能够进入神的家中，我们可以成为神的儿女，而且得到永生。
And that he predestines us to be conformed to the image of Christ.
而且他预先定下来，好叫我们效法基督他儿子的模样。
Okay. And the next principle is this.
好，下一个原则是
election is unconditional.
拣选是无条件的。
Salvation is conditional.
但是救恩却是有条件的。
Now what I mean by that.
我的意思是什么呢？
Is that God's choice of us in eternity past?
神在万古之先拣选了我们，他的选择
does not depend on us.
不是根据我们自己有什么
It depends on God's grace.
乃是完全按着他的恩典，因着他的恩典。
But when the gospel is presented to us,
但是当福音传到 我们面前的时候，
there are
耳中的时候
，there are the conditions of repentance and faith，
还是有条件，条件就是我们要悔改，相信福音。
In the next session, we'll see how those two things come together。
下一堂课呢，我们看到这悔改跟信心是怎么样子联合起来的。
But understand that if you're not a Christian，
你要明白，如果你不是基督徒啊。
God's message to you
神对你的信息是
is not for you to ask if you're elect
不是你要问啊我到底蒙拣选没有啊这不是
but for you to repent and to believe the gospel
神给你的信息乃是你要悔改你要相信福音
The final principle is this
最后一点是
Election is for the glory of God and should draw forth our praise.
拣选是为了神的荣耀，也应该叫我们称颂赞美他。
In the Ephesians 1 passage,
在以弗所书第一章这段经文里啊，
Paul 3 different times,
三次保罗
will talk about to the praise of his glorious grace.
他三次讲到为了要他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
And Paul actually begins that section
保罗呢 这段经文他一开始呢
with blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ
他就说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神
just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world
他在基督里曾赐给我们各样的恩典就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们
and so Paul didn't see this as a doctrine to betucked away in a corner
所以保罗没有认为这个拣选的教义呢是可以要藏在一个角落里不要让人知道的
Paul saw it as a doctrine that should cause us to praise and worship God
而保罗看见这一个教义拣选的教义是叫我们能够赞美神感谢神的教义
He could thank God that he had chosen the Thessalonians
他可以为着帖撒罗尼迦的信徒感谢神因为神拣选他们
And so even though this is a difficult truth
尽管这是一个难以明白的真理
It should utterly amaze us
是应该叫我们惊叹叹为观止
That God would actually choose us
神竟然会拣选我们
God knew that we would be sinners
神知道我们是罪人啊
He knew what we would be like.
他知道我们是什么德性啊。
And yet he chose us anyway.
那尽管如此，他还是要拣选我们。
God knew the sins that we would commit.
神知道我们会犯什么什么样的罪。
He knew the justice and the judgment we would deserve.
他知道我们本该受的公义的审判与刑罚。
And yet he chose us freely in Christ.
尽管如此，他因着他的恩典，在基督里仍然拣选预定了我们得永生。
A difficult doctrine, yes.
是一个令人难以明白的教义，没错。
But one that causes us to stand in amazement of God, absolutely.
但是却叫我们对神的恩典惊讶，叹为观止。
Now let's get on to the objections.
好，我们再看看反对的意见了。
I've taught the doctrine of election for about 20 years now.
我教导拣选的教义教导了大概20年了。
And there are always objections.
总是有人反对啊。
There's only one place where I have not run into too much resistance.
只有在一个地方呢，没有很大的反对意见啊。
And that is in prisons.
就是在监狱里面。I wonder why.
The first objection.
好，第一个反对意见。
Is commonly something like this. It's not fair.
常常是这样说的。这不公平啊。
Here you have two people and you're saying that God chooses one and he doesn't choose the other.
这里有两个人你说神拣选这个不拣选那个。
And so people say that's just not fair.
所以老百姓就说这不公平啊。
Now you understand Paul actually dealt with that objection in Romans 9.
你记得保罗在罗马书第九章已经解释了这个反对意见了啊。
What we need to do is we need to think in two big categories.
是我们所需要做的是我们要分成两大类的人来考虑这个问题。
God operates either within the realm of justice.
神呢要不就在公平的领域里工作
or in the realm of mercy
或者是在怜悯的领域中工作
God is never unjust
神从来不会是不公平的
He is either just or merciful
他要不就是公平公义的要不就是怜悯慈爱的
And so for people who say it's not fair,
所以如果人说不公平,
I answer,
我的答案是,
if God were to be fair,
如果你要神公平的话,
if he were to give equal justice to all,
如果他把公平赏给所有的人的话,
then we would all be condemned.
那么我们都罪有应得，都该下地狱了。
You cannot demand that God give mercy to all.
你不能够要求神把怜悯赐给所有的人。
But if you want to demand that God give justice to all,
但如果你要要求神对人人公平的话,
then we're all condemned.
那么我们都该被定罪。
I don't think that any of us,
我想没有任何人我们当中
would say that the president needs to issue a pardon to every criminal who applies for one.
没有人会要求我们的总统大赦所有监狱
申请特赦的犯人吧。
Some get mercy,
有一些得到大赦得到怜悯。
And others get justice,
另一些人得到公义的审判报应刑罚。
Is not unjust.
不是不公平。
Remember the angels.
记得天使吗？
The Bible tells us that there are elect angels.
圣经告诉我们说，有一些是被拣选、蒙拣选的天使。
And there are fallen angels.
还有一些堕落犯罪的天使。
And God actually does not provide redemption.
神没有为那些犯罪堕落的天使预备救赎。
For the fallen angels.
是堕落天使无可救药。
Once they fell,
一旦他们堕落犯罪了
they were condemned.
他们就被定罪，永远定罪。
The reality is he could have done the same thing to the human race.
事实上，人犯罪，神也可以照样这样对待我们，叫我们无可救药。
But instead, he chooses to show mercy to some.
但相反的，神却对某一些人发了怜悯。
The second common objection.
好，第二个很普遍的反对意见是
is that.The doctrine of election is contrary to the love of God.
就是拣选的教义啊，违背了神的爱的原则。
So, here's a question for you.
我对你有个问题啊。
Does the Bible actually teach us,
圣经是不是真的教导我们,
that God loves all people in the same way to the same degree?
是不是神爱世人爱到人人平等同样的程度对每个人都是一模一样的爱是不是
The Bible doesn't tell us that.
没有神没有这样教导。
Try telling that to an Egyptian.
你告诉埃及人神爱人人平等都是一样的。
God showed love to the Israelites.
神爱了以色列人。
In a way that he did not show love to the Egyptians.
他没有用同样的爱爱埃及人。
God showed love to the Israelites.
神爱了以色列人。
In a way that he did not show love to the Canaanites.
他没有用同样的爱爱那些迦南人。
God showed love to Simon Peter.
神爱了西门彼得。
In a way that he did not show love to Judas Iscariot.
他没有用同样的爱爱加略人犹大。
And so the Bible does not tell us.
圣经没有告诉我们。
That God loves all people in exactly the same way.
神爱所有的人平等的一样的不。
Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章
verses 1-3.
一到三节。雅各啊创造你的耶和华以色列啊造成你的那位现在如此说你不要害怕因为我救赎了你。我曾提你的名招你你是属我的你从水中经过我必与你同在你淌过江河水必不漫过你你从火中行过必不被烧火焰也不着你身上因为我是耶和华你的神是以色列的圣者你的救主我已经使埃及做你的赎价使古实和西巴代替你。Okay.
Okay. So God says that He gives special redeeming love.
神说他把那特别的救赎的爱
to Israel
赐给了以色列人
in a way that He does not give to Egypt, Cush, or Seba.
他没有把同样的这样救赎的爱给埃及或者给古实或者给西巴都没有。
So the next common objection,
好，下一个很普遍的反对意见呢，
is that it violates my free will.
好，神的拣选违反了人的自由意志。
If God chooses me and not somebody else,
如果神拣选我，不拣选那个人，
my will is violated.
那你就违反了我的自由意志。
And the person he doesn't choose, his will is violated.
那个你不拣选的人，他的意志也被违反了。
This objection does not understand the human condition.
啊，这个反对意见啊，并不明白人性的真相本相。
What if God were to leave your salvation up to you?
如果神让你自己拣选你的救恩，你要得救不得救，让你决定的话。
What if he were to put your salvation in the hands of your own will?
如果他让你的自由意志来决定你要得救还不得救的话。
Last night we saw from the Bible,
昨天晚上我们从圣经看
到。That our will is enslaved to our sinful nature.
我们的所谓的自由意志啊，其实不自由，因为我们是有罪的，我们被罪恶捆绑了，我们不自由。
And so is an unsaved man free to do moral good?
所以一个没有得救的人，他能够自由的行善吗？道德上的善，讨神喜悦的善，能够行出来吗？
Romans 3:10 and 11 says there's no one who does good.
罗马书三章十一节告诉我们说，没有行善的一个都没有。
Is an unsaved man free to do whatever he wants?
一个没有得救的人能够随心所欲做他自己要做的事吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的，他可以。
But the issue is, what does he want?
问题是他要做什么样的事呢？
He wants only what his own sinful heart wants.
他只要他自己那个有罪的心所要的，那个罪恶的欲望。
And so the problem,
所以问题是
is that the unsaved man's nature,
那没有得救的人的本性
does not want to do good according to God's standard.
他不要做神以为善的善。
And so he is free to sin,
所以他有自由犯罪。
But he has no heart for God.
但是他没有向着神的心。
Have you ever been to the zoo?
你有没有去过动物园啊？
Have you ever seen a lion at the zoo?
有没有在动物园看到狮子？
Think of a big, vicious, fierce lion.
你想想那个又大又凶狠的大老虎、大狮子。
And he hasn't eaten for days.
他好几天没吃饭了。
And he's very hungry.
他非常饥饿啊。
Imagine the zookeeper goes up to him.
想象这个动物园馆长到他面前。
And says,
园长。
Mr. Lion, you look very hungry.
狮子先生，你看起来饥肠辘辘啊。
And the lion says, Mr. Zookeeper, I am so hungry.
狮子说，是的，院长啊，我非常的饿。
And the zookeeper says, I'll be right back.
这个院长说，我会马上回来啊。
And he comes with a big wagon full of alfalfa.
他带着一大车的稻草，草木和秸。
And he shovels in big amounts of hay.
他把一大堆的稻草都放到他的笼子里头。
And the lion looks at it and says, what's this?
然后狮子说，这啥玩意儿？
I don't eat hay.
我不吃稻草。
And the zookeeper says, but you're hungry.
那园长说，但你很饿啊。
And the cows eat hay all the time.
牛，小牛天天吃草啊。
And the lion says, do I look like a cow?
狮子说，我像小牛吗？
He says, I can't eat that.
他说，我不能吃。
And the zookeeper says, no, your problem is you won't eat that.
园长说，你的问题是你不愿意吃。
And the lion says, come here, I'll eat you.
然后狮子说，你过来，我要吃你。
Go grab Pastor Larry and throw him in the cage.
把 Lion 丢进动物园里。
In many ways, the illustration helps us to understand something.
常常呢，这些例子帮助我们理解一些事情。
The lion actually has the ability, the physical ability to eat hay.
从一个角度，狮子有能力吃稻草，它肉体上有这个能力吃。
But it is against his nature.
但是跟它的本性是违背的。
To eat hay.
他吃草是违背本性的。
His nature is to be a meat eater.
他的本性是吃肉的。
Our nature is not to do good.
我们的本性也不是去行善。
but to sin.
乃是犯罪的。
And so Jeremiah the prophet,
所以耶利米先知,
asks this age-old question,
问了一个千古的问题。
Can a leopard change his spots?
豹能够改变他的斑点吗?
And an Ethiopian the color of his skin?
古时人就是黑人能够改变他的皮肤的颜色吗?
Then how are you who are evil supposed to do good?
那么你们这些惯于行恶的人怎能行善呢?
When we object to the doctrine of election,
当我们反对神拣选的教义的时候,
on the basis of my free will,
因着我们我有自由意志啊我们反对,
we are missing a very important truth.
我们就误解了一个非常重要的真理。
I am dead in trespasses and sins.
我们忘掉了我们死在罪恶过犯中。
And my nature is fallen.
我们的本性是堕落的败坏的。
And my condition is I am as bad off as I possibly can be.
我们的境况是无可救药坏到透顶了。
The last objection that I'd like to deal with.
好，最后一个我们要看的反对意见。
I'm sure you have hundreds more.
我相信你还有很多很多。
God knows who will believe and then elects us.
好，神知道谁会相信他，他就拣选谁。
And the Bible actually never says this.
圣经没有说这样的话啊。
The Bible talks about God foreknowing.
圣经的确要讲到神预知预先知道。
But it talks about him foreknowing people.
但他讲的是预知的是人啊。
Not events.
不是预知一些事件而已。
In other words, to foreknow somebody.
换言之预知一个人的意思是
is to forelove them.
就是预先爱了他。
Not just simply know whether they will believe or not.
不仅是知道预先知道他会不会相信而已。
And there's a further problem with this idea.
这个反对意见呢还有一个很大的问题啊。
And that is that it ultimately makes salvation rest not on God, but on man.
就是呢他最终呢让人的救恩不是基于神乃是基于人自己。
And yet Paul's already told us it doesn't depend on the man who wills or the man who runs.
那保罗已经跟我们讲了不在乎那奔跑的也不在乎那定义的不在乎人呢。
But on God who has mercy.
乃是在乎那发怜悯的神。
And so when friends of mine object and raise this argument.
所以当我们的朋友他们反对拣选他提出这个反对意见的时候。
And say that God chooses because he sees your faith.
他说因为神看到你有信心啊你以后会信啊所以他就拣选你了。
I ask this simple question.
我就问他们这个很简单的问题啊。
What faith does he see?
他看到的是什么样的信心呢？
What faith do you actually have the ability to muster?
你有什么样的能力从你心里头掏出鼓起这样的信心呢？
Does not the Bible tell us that faith is the gift of God?
圣经不是说了吗？信心都是神所赐的。
Ephesians 2:8 and 9.
以弗所书二章八到九节。
You've been saved by grace through faith.
你们得救是本乎恩因着信啊。
Not of works.
不是出于自己，不是出于行为啊。
So that no one could boast.
所以没有人可以自夸。
It is the gift of God.
这个信心是神所赐的。
What's the gift of God?
这神所赐的礼物是什么呢？
The salvation that comes by grace through faith is the gift of God.
就是那因信称义的这个。救恩是神的礼物。
Paul could say it's not only been granted to you to suffer for Christ.
保罗可以说神不仅仅叫你们为他受苦。
But it's also been granted for you to believe in him.
神也赐给你叫你们相信他。
When people say that God just sees a person's faith.
好，当人说当神看到人有信心啊。
And then chooses them because of that faith.
因为神预先知道他有信心，所以就预先拣选他了吗？
They are forgetting.
这样的人忘掉了。
That faith is the gift of God.
信心也是神的恩赐。
And that man is dead in trespasses and sins.
人本来是死在罪恶过犯中的。
And so what is at stake?
那么关键问题是什么呢？
I would say it's the grace of God.
是神的恩典。
Either election is all of grace.
要不拣选。全在乎恩典。
Or it is a cooperative effort between man and God.
要不拣选就是神跟人合作的结果。
If it is a cooperative effort, then man has something to boast about.
如果我们蒙拣选是因为我们跟神合作，我们有些好行为，我们就可以有夸口的余地了。
But if it is all of grace,
反之，如果全然靠恩典，我们才蒙拣选得救的话，
then God gets all the glory.
那神就得到一切所有的荣耀了。
Amen.
我们一起来读《哥林多前书》第一章二十六到三十一节，弟兄们呐、啊。可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧，神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的当指的主夸口。
Amen.
这一段我读给大家听啊。得永生唯独在乎神，这全是他的工作，彰显了他的荣耀，人没有一丝一毫的功劳，若有的话，神的荣耀就减损了。好，第二段落，在那唯有神所居住永恒纯净的光中，他清晰地描绘了人类救赎的蓝图，没有人手丝毫的帮补或玷污，这救恩全然是三位一体的神的创作，万有都等乎他，依靠他，归于他。第三个段落，在此呢，归正神学再次显明了他包罗万象的座右铭，即神在罪人身上彰显的恩典之功啊，反映了神自己的荣耀，不达到此终止，我们必不罢休。愿神得荣耀。
Amen. Well, let's pray and then we'll take some questions for a few minutes.
好，我们先做个祷告，然后我们可以回答一些你们的问题。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
父，我们为着你那恩典感谢你。
Grace which was granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
哦，从万古之先在基督耶稣里预备的恩典。
And Father, we pray that our hearts would be filled with gratitude and praise.
父，愿我们的心充满了感恩，充满了赞美。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.